news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
What is the story there, Dalton? It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. All good on this Thursday?
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Dan?
Doing good. Doing good. And we've got, looks like, Dr. Bill says, one more day of rain. Really wasn't that rainy yesterday, but we had the chance of rain, and that chance of rain is up today. Phone line and the text line, one and the same at 343-0106 at FM Talk 106.5 right now. Kane's got traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working an accident eastbound I-10 to I-65 northbound on the exit ramp. Wreckers on the scene. It is a wreck with injuries. And we do have wet roadways with showers moving in through the Gulf, and it's going to be like that throughout the day, so be careful this morning. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs, all board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast. See them at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
With bird season upon us and deer season just around the corner, are you ready for everything you'll need to be the envy of the hunting camp? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and bore sight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then a slight chance of showers this afternoon. High temperatures today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning from Mobile Mornings. FM Talk 106.5 with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig. And three big things. I was on I-65 a couple of days ago, and I was like, what is going on with the Beltline? Traffic in both directions. They were trying to get into Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got that second round of free cleanup supplies at Lowe's locally in Daphne and Mobile and also in Pensacola. It's now two Louisville police officers are shot amid the Breonna Taylor protests, and U.S. experts vow no cutting corners as vaccine tests expand. We'll see about all that. And with that in mind, got it down to once a week now where Dalton kind of breaks down the COVID-19 numbers. So we can't wait.
Yeah, and we're not out of the woods yet, Dan, but things certainly looking better right now nationally and here at home. And in the USA, we now have 6.9 million total cases of coronavirus total since this thing came to our shores, and over 193,000 have died with COVID. Daily new cases have been fairly steady over the last week. As of last night, the nation is averaging 39,700 new cases per day. We've reached new highs in testing. On September 19th, a daily record was set with over 1,066,000 tests reported in a single day.
Okay.
We're now averaging a new high of 877,000 tests per day over the last week. The percentage of people that do get tested and have positive tests is at a new low of 4.5%, and daily deaths are down some to 730 per day. We've hovered around that average from September 8th through 13th, but otherwise, we're seeing fewer deaths per day than we have since mid-July. Right around 30,000 people are currently hospitalized with the virus nationwide. That number has been fairly steady over the last week and is around the lowest number of people hospitalized with COVID since June 22nd. Here in Alabama, 147,153 cases in the state, 2,488 who have tested positive with COVID have passed away with the virus, and there have been over 1,070,000 total tests since the pandemic came to our state. Right now, 768 Alabamians are currently hospitalized.
How much is that again?
768 okay. Alabamians currently hospitalized, okay. And we're averaging 704 new cases per day and 11 deaths per day over the last week. The number of new cases per day has has been between 650 and 750 for a few weeks now, while the average number of deaths per day is down by about 1.5 since we last checked the numbers on Friday. Looking locally here at Mobile and Baldwin counties, Mobile has 12,810 cases and 285 have died with the virus. We've added 183 cases since Friday when we gave our last update, and 3 deaths since our last update. Baldwin County, 4,954 cases with 45 that have died. They've added 116 new cases since Friday and 1 death. Currently, 69 people hospitalized with COVID in Mobile as of the Mobile County Health Department's latest update yesterday. We've been around that number for the last week, and it's the lowest that we've had in months that are in the hospital. Remember, during our peak at the end of July, over 200 were hospitalized in Mobile hospitals with COVID. Mobile averaging only 28.5 new cases per day, while Baldwin County is averaging 19 per day. That's the lowest for Mobile since early June. And while Baldwin's count has actually risen some over the last week, it's still right around the number that they were seeing in late June. And as you look at the counties that have been affected most by COVID in the state, they're pretty similar at the top. Jefferson County has the most cases and the most number of deaths. Mobile County comes in second, Montgomery third, Madison County fourth, and Tuscaloosa County fifth. But Baldwin County has actually been passed on the list by Shelby County. So Shelby County now has the sixth most number of cases in the state, and Baldwin County has dropped to the seventh most cases in the state.
You know, just as a, curiosity, I was keeping up with Manatee County, Florida. I've got a sister who lives down there. It's basically Sarasota, Bradenton. And the population is almost the same as Mobile County. But the, I would say it's a, there's more money down there.
Okay.
It's a wealthier community, where Mobile is kind of, you know, it's a city, you know. Mm-hmm. Where there's a lot more money down there, no question.
Retirees,
yes, and also people, you know, IMGs down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place for, there's a lot of really nice communities that are, you know, huge neighborhoods that have got everything you would want.
Right.
And yet, the numbers are almost exactly the same in terms of the cases and the deaths.
Hmm.
And I found that very interesting, because you would think Mobile, not being as wealthy a county, would have more people who would be at risk. You would have more people who were don't get the right amount of care,
right,
on a daily basis, or you know, don't take care of themselves well in the first place. So I thought, I don't know what to make of that, except that I was surprised by that, and I've kept up with it for several months.
It's a really interesting contrast, because there have been plenty of headlines where they say that poor people are getting the brunt of the virus.
That's why
health care.
I think that's why I was keeping an eye on it. Like,
yeah.
Okay, well, here's a good case, Mobile, mm-hmm. as opposed to this place. And if you've been to this place, you would say, yeah, Dan's got this right. This is very different than not just Mobile, but a lot of places.
Right.
You know?
And maybe the difference maker there is maybe the average age of your Manatee County resident higher than the average age of your Mobile County resident.
That might be what evens it out, right? How about the story from college campuses, mm-hmm. that you unearthed? That is really, really interesting.
Yeah, so there's this this guy named Andrew Bostom. He describes himself as an academic MD, an academic doctor, and he's been keeping count of at least the colleges that provide their positive COVID-19 case numbers. And so he's taken this information from 37 U.S. universities. And in these 37 universities, the University of Alabama has the most number of reported cases, followed by Georgia, Kentucky, Ohio State, go down the line.
SEC, it just means more.
That's right. But he says there's been, as of a couple days ago, 48,300, right around that number, of college students who have tested positive for the virus.
Hmm.
Of those 48,500, there have been 2 hospitalizations.
How about that?
2 hospitalizations and 0 reported deaths. So
wow.
We know that this virus affects the elderly more than it does the young. We know that those who are immunocompromised are a lot worse off with the virus. But as you see some of these panic headlines about colleges that have rising numbers of cases, keep in mind that as of just 2 days ago,
48,000 cases, 2 hospitalizations.
2 hospitalizations.
Wow.
I found that very interesting.
And they're doing something right at the University of South Alabama. Only 10 students tested positive the week of 9/12 to 9/18, basically last week. We'll get an update on Monday of what's going on this week. That's the lowest case number, since they've been keeping up the numbers, basically it was in the 30s and the 40s. 1 week was 63 new cases, 10 last week at the University of South Alabama.
That's outstanding.
They've got a football game at the University of South Alabama coming up tonight. I know you've got an entire look at sports.
Yeah, the Jags take the field again tonight at Hancock-Whitney Stadium, and the SEC preseason media poll is out. I'll let you know who they picked to win the conference coming up in sports.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old DeLuna Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers, unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, I'm Tom Holman, former acting director of ICE. You know I'm passionate about our country, and I fight for what's right. That's why I'm also passionate about talk radio, because you're the most informed and patriotic people in America. My friends at the Federation for American Immigration Reform support talk radio for the same reasons. With your help, they fight for immigration reforms that enforce the laws and protect our jobs, ensure national security and public safety. And like me, FAIR has never given up and never will. I hope you'll stay in the fight, because our country's at a crossroads between dangerous open border policies and common sense immigration reforms that put American interests first. Get involved if you're not. Stay involved if you are. We've got a lot to do, and FAIR is leading the charge. Go to fairus.org. That's fairus.org. Again, I'm Tom Holman, and thanks for listening. Keep listening, and God bless this great nation.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
And good morning, 618 FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Chicago Bears Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers died Wednesday at the age of 77. Sayers was one of the most electrifying players in NFL history. He was nicknamed the Kansas Comet, a five-time first-team All-Pro selection, four-time Pro Bowl selection, won the NFL Rookie of the Year award in 1965 over his teammate Dick Butkus. He also won the NFL rushing title twice over his injury-shortened seven-year career with the Bears. Of course, Sayers' friendship with his teammate Brian Piccolo, who died from cancer at 26 years old, inspired the TV movie Brian's Song back in 1971. Sayers retired from the NFL after only 68 games due to knee and ankle injuries, and in 1977 became the youngest player ever inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame at only 34 years old.
Yeah, that shows you right there how good he was. I
mean, 68 games.
He was hurt, but he's going in.
Imagine if he played a full career without the injuries.
The highlights alone are phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Tonight, live on ESPN, the South Alabama Jaguars will play their second game ever at the brand-new Hancock-Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus. The Jags, who are 1-1 this season, will be welcoming rival UAB to Mobile for a 6:30 p.m. kickoff. Last season, the Blazers defeated the Jags in Birmingham 35-3 in the only meeting ever between the two schools. Unfortunately, former Spanish Fort Toro Tyler Johnston will not be playing quarterback for UAB tonight after he suffered an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. Again, tonight, 6:30, UAB comes to Mobile to face South. The Blazers currently 7-point favorites, and the national spotlight will be on Mobile with the game set to air on ESPN. With the start of the SEC football season only 3 days away, yesterday, the conference released its annual preseason media poll. The Alabama Crimson Tide easily received the most votes to win the SEC. They received 77 of 96 first-place votes, followed by Georgia and LSU with 7 votes each, and Florida with 5. The media selected Bama to finish first in the SEC West, followed by LSU, Auburn, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and then Arkansas. Florida barely beat out Georgia in predictions for which team would finish first in the SEC East. Tennessee comes in third, followed by Kentucky, South Carolina, Missouri, and Vanderbilt. Eight members of the Crimson Tide were chosen for the first team All-SEC. Running back Najee Harris, wide receivers Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood and Landon Dickerson, defensive lineman LeBrian Ray, linebacker Dylan Moses, and cornerback Patrick Surtain Jr. Auburn had two players chosen first team All-SEC, linebacker K.J. Britt and defensive end Big Cat Bryant. The Tigers open their season Saturday morning at 11 versus Kentucky. You can hear the game right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 10. 621 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Getting your power back in Baldwin County. More on that on the way.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then a slight chance of showers this afternoon. High temperatures today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My friend Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean back in studio. Thanks for coming back.
Appreciate you having me.
Ricky and the crew from Alabama Auto Clean not only got our van in shape, got it beyond the shape it ever been in. You have like some magic tricks. You made our mobile command unit, our van, look the best it's ever looked.
Thank you, sir.
You've got these tricks. You got experience doing this. That van is our outward presentation of our business. So you're talking to other business owners. What can you do for their van, their vehicles?
I can detail it, make it look like it's presentable for the company, whatever needs to be done on them.
And take it to a look, believe me, y'all, that is beyond detailed for sure. Last time we talked to other big vehicles, people got private big vehicles, bring in, you do those.
They do anything. We do 18-wheelers, motorhome, boats, anything you can get in there.
And also, you came in bearing gifts. You've got these T-shirts with y'all's logo on them. And what's this thing say here, Ricky?
It says you ain't got to drive a dirty car no more.
Well, that's what y'all are in the business of doing.
That's right.
Tell you what, people, we'll keep some of these shirts here at the studio. You can come by and grab one. How do folks find you in person?
They can call me at 251-478-5781.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, working an accident eastbound I-10 to I-65 northbound on the exit ramp. Wreckers on the scene. It is a wreck with injuries, and we do have wet roadways with showers moving in through the Gulf, and it's going to be like that throughout the day, so be careful this morning. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs, all board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast. See them at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwick at 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. It doesn't feel better to you if you still don't have power, but things are getting better in Baldwin County, right?
Yeah, taking a look at the current numbers of power outages, Baldwin EMC now has fewer than 5,000 customers without power, specifically looking at the most current number, 4,478 without power. And Riviera Utilities has knocked their number down to 3,686 currently without power. As of the latest update from Baldwin EMC, you know, they send those emails every night. Yep. They said as of last night, and the number's gone down since then, that approximately 91% of their system was back online, and all 100 circuits are now restored. North of Interstate 10, pretty much everyone is back in power, except for 33 meters are without power north of I-10 in Baldwin County. Between I-10 and U.S. Highway 98, 1,000 remain without power, and then south of 98, just about 4,000 without power. So great news on the power outage front for Baldwin EMC and Riviera Utilities.
And Baldwin EMC Vice President Mark Ingram joined Mobile Mornings yesterday, talked about the challenges of restoring power to different places, more city and more rural. Not easy.
In those highly populated areas, mm-hmm. we're able to bring on hundreds or thousands of meters. But you get it more out in those rural areas where that single-phase tap is, and they're going down to that line may only serve 6 homes. So in that area, it's going to be harder for us to, you know, get that power restored, because we're wanting to bring on as many meters as we possibly can. So it's tougher in those areas, and unfortunately, it takes a little bit longer for those areas to be restored. But one thing I do want to mention is The other areas that were not heavily hit, you know, our goal is to have power restored to those areas no later than Sunday evening. And that, again, is provided there is no additional damage that would make it unsafe, you know, to restore power to that location.
And Dalton, you asked him if he thought this could be kind of a learning experience here with Sally. He said, absolutely.
Yes, we're always looking at that. And one of the things that we did this time, guys, is we brought in storm services. They have been phenomenal for us. We set up a base camp at OWA that had over 1,300 linemen there. And then we had another base camp in Bay Minette area as well, too. But I tell you, storm services has come in and made our job easier on the logistics side so we could concentrate on what we do best, and that is providing power and restoring power to our members.
Thanks to Mark Ingram, the Vice President for Baldwin EMC, but he not just for yesterday's appearance on Mobile Mornings in the 8 o'clock hour, so you may have missed it at that time, so we wanted to make sure you heard what he had to say. But he's been with us from the get-go, from the jump, and that's really appreciated because not just getting a chance to talk to him for us, but we're the opportunity for so many people to hear what's going on. And in many cases, we were it for a lot of people when that storm hit.
Yeah.
We were their source for anything and everything.
There's nothing more unsettling than being without power and knowing that you are in danger of either a tornado or a hurricane and what might be coming from that hurricane. So I've been there before on some of these tornadoes that strike quickly, and I'm glad we were able to be on the air to help people know kind of what was going on as the storm hit. Early Wednesday morning and really Tuesday night as that first storm wall came through. And while power has been restored to so many, I do want to continue to give this number out because people keep asking for it. There's still a lot of damage across the Baldwin County and Escambia County, Florida. So FEMA is here to help. You can call the FEMA number 1-800-621-3362 if you're in need of assistance. 1-800-621-3362. The Crisis Cleanup Hotline is available also. 1-800-451-1954 is the Crisis Cleanup Hotline. 1-800-451-1954. You tell them what you need help with. They'll assign a volunteer cleanup team to your area.
Speaking of cleaning up, we'll tell you about what Lowe's is doing again. That's pretty cool. After the after we talk to Dr. Bill Williams, who will let us know how soon the rain leaves and the sunshine returns on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old DeLuna Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers. Unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Hi, this is Jim Toll with FM Talk 106.5. Many of our customers have asked us about advertising during this challenging time, how to advertise sensitively as well as effectively. With access to research, years of industry experience, and customer feedback on what works, we can help you design a campaign that will be authentic and creative and communicate your values. Get your message in front of the right listeners thousands every week. Call me, Jim Toll, at 251-447-8219.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Two Louisville, Kentucky police officers shot last night during protests in that city are expected to recover. According to the city police chief, they were shot near where protests broke out over the Breonna Taylor decision. Earlier in the day, Kentucky's attorney general announced none of the three officers who fired their guns during the misdirected drug raid in March that killed Taylor will be charged directly with her death. Within hours, protests broke out not only in Louisville, but in cities across the nation, including New York, Chicago, and in Oakland, California, where this protester says,
I wasn't surprised. I don't have a very high expectation of justice in this country.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose again today at the U.S. Supreme Court building, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. TikTok's Chinese owner says it's seeking approval from Beijing for a White House-endorsed plan to turn the short video app into a U.S.-based company, officially placing the fate of the year's hottest social media asset in the hands of Chinese authorities. ByteDance says it had submitted its plan, which involves partnering with Oracle and Walmart, to commerce authorities in the Chinese capital under recently expanded export restrictions and is waiting a decision. Shares of embattled electric trucks startup Nikola skidded more than 25% yesterday following reports that energy giant BP has backed away from a potential partnership following allegations Nikola has misled investors. Nikola has been seeking a partner to help it build a network of hydrogen refueling stations, a key component of its business plan for electric heavy trucks powered by hydrogen fuel cells. Crude oil up 2 cents at $39.95 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are mixed after stocks tumbled yesterday. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
He knows what's going on. Dr. Bill at 6:35 with Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And hey, Doctor, one more day of rain?
Yes, indeed. And it looks like most of that will be this morning. I think should improve this afternoon. The remnants now are up over northern Mississippi, and that's where most of the heavy rain is located right now. We are, though, looking at some showers that are kind of streaming in, coming northward from the Gulf. And so we have a chance maybe that we could see a couple of downpours move through here this morning. But any kind of a major rainfall event, that's not going to be the case, as that most of that rain is off to the north. And so look for some showers this morning. And then this afternoon, just a slight chance of a shower. And we're going to warm up to about 85 degrees, very humid today. Tonight, though, we'll cool into the upper 60s under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow should be mostly sunny. And we'll be up again about 85 degrees. And Saturday, sunny skies, and again 85. Sunday, we should have plenty of sunshine and the possibility of a few widely scattered afternoon showers or thunderstorms, and high on Sunday in the low 80s. Now, I expect there's a slight chance of a shower on Monday. And then Tuesday, a stronger cold front will come in. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, we'll see temperatures well down in the 60s.
All right.
Lower 60s at night, getting into the upper 70s during the day. So we have a nice cool spell coming in the middle of next week.
That's what Dalton was waiting on right there.
That's what I like to hear. But first, we got to make it through, I guess, this this weather that's coming our way today. Should we be worried about any, is there a possibility of severe storms?
There's a slight chance that a couple of these showers and thunder showers that move through could spawn a tornado, but it's not a high probability. But and some of those could produce some brief heavy rain. But we will also have some sunshine in between, and that's going to help get the temperature on up into the 80s. But this afternoon, just a slight chance of a shower, so things will improve during the afternoon, and we will cool into the upper 60s tonight.
And so this could be a weekend where, obviously, we got the heavy lifting done after the storm, and now maybe we can be a little bit more picky about how we pick up things and maybe get things, for some of us, back to how things looked before the storm, more clean-up weather for the weekend. You know, not just sitting around watching football, but actually getting outside and maybe doing a little more cleanup might be the idea.
Yeah, it looks like temperatures will be in the 80s and at night in the upper 60s over the weekend. So it is a chance to dry out, and no rain in the forecast, except maybe a shower could develop in the afternoon on Sunday. Otherwise, it'll look pretty good for the weekend.
There's a word I really don't want to use right now, but I have to, Dr. Bill. Should we be worried about flooding at all today?
If a heavy shower should move through, and it could produce some flash flooding, but the flash flooding looked like a significant event was going to develop for flash flooding, but as I mentioned earlier, that most of that heavy rain now is up over northern Mississippi, where the center of the former tropical storm is now located. So all of that is headed out of our area, which is good.
All right, the tropics, the Gulf of Mexico, and we can't leave before we talk about those possibilities anyway.
Remarkably quiet right now. All of the activity that was out there now has either dissipated or moved on up to the north, and then it's looking really good across the tropical Atlantic. It is quiet over the Gulf and also the Caribbean, so we've got a nice little break that looks like it may carry for the next few days.
All in all, good news from Dr. Bill Williams.
We appreciate it, Dr. Bill, and we'll be checking back with you soon.
Okay, Dan.
6:39 at FM Talk 106.5. A good weekend to get out, but of course, for many of us, sadly, we'll just be staring at the TV because SEC football is back.
Football is certainly back. Yeah,
right. I mean, we want to go. We'll pick and choose our spots. Like when it's 3rd and 14, we'll go out and pick up a few things. But then we're going to come back inside and watch football.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the weather certainly lending a hand to those of us that want to do either this weekend, whether it's get out and pick up or maybe have a backyard party with
nice.
Fewer than 10 people.
Yeah.
If you're
going to
do that.
That's right. Social distancing during the SEC football season. On the way on FM Talk 106.5, the beach is kind of getting their act back together a little bit. You have more on that?
Yeah, I'll let you know. Beaches yesterday, Orange Beach and Gulf Shores announced when they will be reopening. And I know we have traffic with Kane coming up in a minute, but I want to hit these in case someone is heading out right now. Keith says eastbound I-10 just before the 22-mile marker. There's a pickup off the right side of the road in the ditch. He said people are checking checking up and hitting the brakes hard. That's eastbound I-10 just before the 22-mile marker pickup on the right side of the road. Also, Johnny says accident 65 southbound between Saraland exit and Chickasaw exit. Single car in the wall. And he says cross traffic, but that's accident 65 southbound between Saraland exit and Chickasaw. We'll have more from Kane and traffic coming up in just a minute.
It's time for a visit with America's favorite family, the Crashingtons, presented by On-Site Auto Solutions. Excellent work and top-notch service at an affordable price.
Clara, what are you doing?
I'm watching our 16-year-old pull into the driveway. Did you know Chris hit our mailbox twice this month?
Well, he is a Crashington. I was the same way at his age. On-Site Auto Solutions can take care of all his scratches, dents, and dings. Your car will look new again. On-Site's out of sight.
I see what you did there. That's catchy.
Yes, your mother always said I was a good catch.
You are a good catch. Come here, you.
Oh, my. Wait. There's a busload of alpacas in the neighbor's yard.
Alpacas?
Wait, is that a truckload of Clorox wipes?
Clorox wipes. I need some of those.
Off you go.
Remember to call Heather at On-Site Auto. We'll snuggle later.
Go, go, go. Whew. That was a close one.
For all your paint and body repairs, detailing, and more, call Heather at On-Site Auto Solutions, Halls Mill Road in Mobile.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear for Tillman's Court and Theodore, Old Pass, Cugula, 90, Halls Mill, and Rangeline Road looks great. Mobile Police Department are clear, State Troopers as well. There's no delay through Mobile and a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, but be careful, we do have wet roadways. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore, open to help get your carts running. You know you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. See all they offer at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Yeah, a couple of problems that slipped by Kane's look, and one is on I-10 eastbound at the 22-mile marker. There's a car in the ditch on the right, and people are kind of hitting their brakes when they see that what's going on over there. So just don't be snoopy and take your time, but just be careful right there.
Yeah, watch out for that. Also, accident 65 southbound between the Saraland and Chickasaw exits. Single car in the wall. And according to another texter, lots coming in on the FM Talk traffic text line this morning. Flooding on the Mobile Causeway.
Huh.
Right lane flooded on and off. They said the I-10 entrances and exits closed right now. Flooding on the Mobile Causeway. So we'll keep you updated on this throughout the morning, and Kane will have more also throughout the morning.
It is 6:43, Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. So it was on Monday. I was running home real quick, going north on 65, and I saw something really just was unusual. I saw traffic stop basically on the belt line, not on the interstate, but on the belt line. I thought it must be an accident. Then I saw traffic coming the other way. It was all north and southbound. They were all trying to get into Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
So Lowe's here in Mobile and also in Daphne and Pensacola, on Monday they were distributing these buckets of cleaning supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Free buckets of cleaning supplies, and guess what? They're going to do it again. So it didn't last long on Monday, and I doubt it's going to last long again tomorrow. 8 a.m. is when they're going to start distributing those buckets of cleaning supplies for free at Lowe's locations in Mobile, also in Pensacola, and also in Daphne.
And that's tomorrow, right?
That's
like
tomorrow.
You said. Okay, tomorrow. Yep. Also, some news on the beaches. I know Sean talked with Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan, and he was hoping to have their beaches opened by this weekend. Looks like it'll be delayed at least one more week. Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, they extended the visitor restrictions that were put in place for 10 days.
Yeah.
Those have now been extended, and the beaches will remain closed until Friday, October 2nd. As of last night, both cities still had curfews in place, 10:30 p.m. to 5 a.m. And we'll see. They're taking that on a day-by-day basis for these curfews as crews continue to clean up around Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. Also, some news from Riviera Utilities. They said their water customers, they're lifting the boil water notice in Foley for customers south of County Road 24, but that boil water notice is still in effect for water customers north of County Road 24 until tomorrow at 5 p.m. So that's a boil water notice. You're good south of County Road 24. If you're north of County Road 24, you're not good until 5 p.m. tomorrow night. Chris Francis Tree Care, I saw this, and we love Chris Francis and the crew. Okay. I've had them remove a couple huge water oaks from my property.
I'm glad. Okay, well, I may need him on my property, so let's talk off the air.
Well, they said they're looking for veterans in need. Said, we've had the pleasure of giving away completely free tree work for multiple veterans in the week following Hurricane Sally.
Wow.
Even had the opportunity to remove a tree off of a lady's home who's going through chemotherapy and could not keep insurance on her home. Man, stories like that tear me up. They said, stories like this are what motivate us. Communities hiring us allow us to do it more. If you or somebody you know is a veteran and served this country, we want to serve you. If you have a tree on your home, leaning towards your home, or down in your yard, and you're a veteran, please contact Chris Francis. And the number for Chris Francis Tree Care, 251-267-8733. That's 251-267-8733. Said they're providing the service completely free of charge to give back to the community. A limited number of spots available, but said they will give until it hurts.
You talk about a business that is worth you giving them a call if you have any need at all, and you're ready to pay, because look what they're doing for free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just throwing it out there, they're going to get swamped with more calls.
Yeah,
for free work.
Yeah, and they are
incredible.
They're as professional as it gets. They did such an outstanding job on my property, and I'm so glad to see they're giving back. And I of course I expected it of them. That's just what they do at Chris Francis Tree Care.
That's awesome.
Also, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief. They've sent strike teams from across the country to help out with Baldwin County residents. A story from Hal Sherrick at Fox 10. They said that this volunteer group, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief, making a difference in Baldwin County. They brought in several teams from Georgia, Tennessee, and right here in Alabama. More than 30 volunteers make up the team. They're doing anything from getting trees off of houses and cutting up trees that are down in the yard, and cleaning driveways, everything that so many people that are unable to get out and do that themselves need help with. They're headquartered at the First Baptist Church of Bay Manette. They said they were able to help 7 families on Monday and 10 on Tuesday. By noon Tuesday, there were already 40 requests for help. They said they're prepared to stay for 2 weeks or longer if the need continues. And you can get in touch with the Southern Baptist Disaster Relief teams at sbdr.org. sbdr.org. Request assistance and find phone numbers there online, and they'll help you out.
You know, we love people coming to the beach. We love people coming to our area when they come to visit, spend some money, have a good time. In this case, wow, they came in a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
They came when we were at our worst.
Right.
So thank you to them and so many other volunteer organizations that have that are doing us right now. 6:48, 12 away from 7 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5 with sports up next.
Yeah, South takes on UAB tonight here in Mobile, and odds makers do not like the Jags' chances. Mm. I'll preview tonight's game coming up in sports.
Mm.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old DeLuna Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers. Unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with the designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Hi, this is Travis Bond, Chief of Operations for Total Backing Safety, LLC, and Daphne. We find the problems for you before OSHA does. We like to bring awareness to workplace fatalities and injuries. If you are a general contractor or a subcontractor, give us a call, mention this commercial, and receive a free on-site consultation of $750 value the month of September. You can call me personally at 251-222-3889, and I will return your phone call the same day. At Total Backing Safety, we have your back.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 10 till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Tonight, live on ESPN, the South Alabama Jaguars will play their second game ever at the brand new Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus. The Jags, who are 1-1 this season, will be welcoming rival UAB to Mobile for a 6:30 p.m. kickoff. Last season, the Blazers defeated the Jags in Birmingham 35-3 in the only meeting ever between the two schools. Unfortunately, missed this homecoming. Former Spanish Fort Toro Tyler Johnston will not be playing quarterback for UAB tonight after he suffered an injury to his non-throwing shoulder. So the game's tonight at 6:30, UAB coming to Mobile. Blazers currently 7-point favorites, and the national spotlight will once again be on our town, our city, with the game set to air on ESPN. Here's a wild story. On Sunday, surprising news came out just before the L.A. Chargers were set to host the Kansas City Chiefs that starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor would miss the game with a chest injury and that first-round rookie quarterback Justin Herbert would get his first start in the NFL. Yesterday, ESPN reported that a Chargers team doctor accidentally punctured Taylor's lung just before kickoff while trying to administer a painkilling injection to the quarterback's cracked ribs.
Just a little bit outside.
He missed. Taylor's injury not considered career-threatening. That's according to Chargers coach Anthony Lynn.
Bizarre.
So bizarre. Now the NFL Players Association is investigating the medical mishap, and Taylor will be out again at least for this weekend's Chargers game against Carolina. In the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 112-109 to take a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. And in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Tampa Bay defeated Dallas 5-2 to take a 2-1 series lead in the best-of-seven finals. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
The little boy in Toronto is about to put a smile on your face. That's on the way next.
It's all about
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers this morning, then a slight chance of showers this afternoon. High temperatures today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, it's gotten busy out now. Flooding on the Battleship Causeway eastbound I-10. The on-ramp is now blocked off. Also, Netherrack eastbound I-10 between Michigan Avenue and DIP. Also, St. Stephen's Road and Southcraft Highway have got an accident. A truck versus a pole at Schillinger and House Ferry. Now the lights are acting up at Hillcrest and Old Shell. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters Girls till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It is 6:55. Yeah. We know the news is what the news is, but it ain't all bad. There's a little boy in Toronto named Wolfgang. How about that for a name, huh?
Wolfgang. He's going to be a chef.
Turns out he's obsessed with one thing, and it's not food. It is garbage trucks.
Okay.
He loves garbage trucks. According to his parents, every Friday, Wolfgang waits for the workers to pick up the trash on the street. He gets so excited when he sees the truck coming, right? Two in particular are his buddies, Drew and DJ, you know, on the truck, and they always make time for him. So when his parents, he was going to have his third birthday party back in early September, and they said, well, COVID-19, really can't have a bunch of kids over. They said, we can have maybe a couple of people over. He said, yeah, Drew and DJ. He wanted the garbage men. They came by. They brought all these garbage trucks. They honked. They made a big deal out of it, and Wolfgang went berserk.
That's awesome.
Anyway, Wolfgang loves, not just, he loves his... He loves the dudes, too, which is pretty cool. I mean, he likes the garbage truck, but he's made friends with the garbage men.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came to his birthday party, so Wolfgang had a nice time.
And that is, I'm sure the parents were ecstatic, because that's the easiest cleanup after a party ever.
Yes,
just say, take this with you. We're done here.
These guys are professionals.
Yeah, right? They went ahead and cleaned up.
Yeah.
Also, I found this interesting. Wallet Hub used some data to come up with the Happiest States Index. They ranked the 50 states in the United States by 1 to 50 on who's happiest and who's least happiest across 32 key metrics, they say, ranging from depression rate and the positive COVID-19 testing rate to income growth and the unemployment rate. Alabama coming in on the list at 43rd. Apparently, they think we're very unhappy down here in Alabama. Georgia, our neighbors to the east, they rank 22nd. Florida, 27th. Mississippi is one behind us in 44th. And they actually rank Alabama as having one of the least and lowest sports participation rates in the country. At 47, they say Alabama one of the lowest sports participation rates. That sounds off to me.
That sounds... Are they talking about adults, like playing softball or bowling or something
jogging,
like that?
Jogging, hiking, yeah. Things of that nature.
Okay. Well, we jog to Popeyes.
Yeah, we do.
Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and lots of news, weather, and traffic straight ahead.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man is convicted of killing a mother in Mobile as she drove to work early one morning in 2016. A jury determined 20-year-old Israel Hall is guilty of felony murder for the death of 24-year-old DeLuna Powell. According to testimony, he and another man were looking for a car to steal when Powell pulled up to the stop sign and shots were fired. The Better Business Bureau is warning Hurricane Sally victims to avoid scammers, unlicensed and unqualified contractors have flocked to the Gulf Coast to take advantage of people needing tree removal services and other home repairs. The BBB says you should always check out a company, get a written contract, and never pay in full up front. Baldwin EMC reports 5,200 customers are still without power this morning, 8 days after Hurricane Sally, mostly in the southern part of the county. Riviera Utilities reports 6,700 outages. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners, broken AC, $4,600, water heater, $1,500, fridge on the fridge, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee.
800-929-7449.
Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449. That's 800-929-7449.